This is just a bunch of bodies going out to do whatever we can do to help. But I took the weekend off, so I'm sure I'm going to get penalized for that, because on Friday they made damn sure at our morning, you know, safety talk to make veiled threats against people who take more than 2 days off.
Well, okay, so the weekend was not more than 2 days, but yeah, they're going to throw some grief at you for that too, probably. Wow. And if you're online by 7, I guess that's not good enough. If there's still a line and you're actually on the line by 7, but not quite up to the head of the line to sign in, I guess that's not a good thing either.
Well, I guess as long as you sign in, nobody seems to have been really getting that critical, like if it was 7:01 by the time you signed in, or even a couple of minutes after. I guess as long as you signed in, you signed in. But, you know, there's no brownie points for getting on the line at 6:30 and standing out there in the misty, wet, moist morning that we have here, you know, standing out there out in the weather waiting to sign in.
So it sounds like this is a staging area, I guess, and then they pick up individual crews or bodies and fan them out to different locations.
Yes, it's exactly what it is. It's a staging area, a common meeting spot, and then from here we jump in one of several hundred rental vans that they have, and we scatter out like little cockroaches all over the Rockaways.
Okay. That's way better feel. That's Brooklyn?
Yes. It's south of the Belt Parkway on Flatbush Avenue.
Okay. So then to get to the Rockaways, what is that, Cross Bay Bridge or something?
But there's a bridge right here at Flatbush Avenue. The Marine Park / Gil Hodges Memorial Bridge takes you right into the Rockaways by Reese Park.
Okay. Reese, R-I-I-S. Never went to the... Years ago, I used to go to the nudie beach. To my girlfriend that I acquired at that time. Frowned on it, but I think Reese had one of those deals going too.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I never visited it, but yes, it did.
Yeah. All right. I spoke to my son-in-law. He leaves around this time, and I started last week breaking my schedule early because I like leaving earlier. And the traffic seems to be a little bit less than when I was going in later on, but anyway. And I was going to say something else, but I don't know what I was going to say. So, well, it's 6:41, so still no need to get online. Now, let me ask you this. Are all the vans of equal stature? Or some old and crappy, or are they all like right off the fleet, fresh? And if you stood online earlier, do you get a better selection of a van?
So these vans are brand new. The one that we've been driving all last week was only had 93 miles on it. And each foreman and has assigned to him X number of vans for however many men are in his crew. So, as long as you stay with the same foreman, you should get the same van every day. And there really are no old or crappy ones. The only major differences are some have electric windows and some have manual crank windows. They're all like brand new Fords. You know, they're pretty nice. For what they are, they come around and they fuel them, so, you know, and they all have easy passes on them, so we can go over the bridges and stuff like that. So it's not bad. Not bad. We'll have to see what happens come, you know, a few minutes from now. I should be able to get my same van back again.
W2SET Mobile, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. We got Richie Pian and myself, Lou, and Y2H. Alrighty, so that's cool. And I guess one final question. I am imagining that this is some Uber contractor who's doing this work for the city or whoever, not this city or municipality itself. So you could answer that. Meanwhile, Peter, good morning, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, Lou, and Richie, good morning. Nice to hear you. Hope you both had a great weekend and enjoyed it. I pulled down the Christmas decorations, so... And, I kept me busy for part of the weekend. Found in the van there, Rich, sounds good. And, spotted winding through Milneck, but the rumor is that they're going to try to open West Shore Road soon. Maybe by the end of this month, so we're hoping that something's going to happen. Richie, over to you.
Yeah, Lou, it's a bunch of Uber contractors. One of the largest ones here is Tudor Perini. Then there's Gilbane, there's a couple of others, and they're like, let me tell you something. These people are making money in dump trucks full, not even wheelbarrows full, dump trucks full. If I could think of anything bigger than a dump truck, that's how they're making it. This is huge. This is so huge. You know that $50 million or whatever, the $50 billion that they released? Yeah, most of it's going to these people right here. And then eventually it trickles down to us as the workers, but it's, the numbers are just absolutely staggering. I mean, we've got probably well over 300 electricians here at this site, and then there's another staging area on the islands on Rockaway Beach over in, I think it's Rockaway Park or whatever, in the 80s, Beach 80th Street or something like that, and that's got another few hundred guys over there at least. And I don't even know how many plumbers and steam fitters and laborers and everything else are here. I'm just talking electricians alone, so it's huge. It's huge. All right, let me start gathering up my stuff and take a slow walk over there. It's misty out, so I'll probably throw a rain jacket on. And I guess I'll catch you guys in the evening on the way home. So, Lou, over to you. This was the N2PPN Mobile.
And this is NY2H Mobile. All righty, Rich. Have a great day. And be well. Let me talk to you later on. Okay. And Peter, you'll be happy to know that the link is back to its normal configuration with the analog PL. So hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of that this morning.
Awesome. Very good, Lou. Welcome there, Richie. And, catch you later, and yeah, it sounds like a huge effort going on there. It just must be incredible. I'll have to try to get down there. I know that there's a fella here in Naval that has a smaller company, but his brother's involved in some aspects of stonemason, but he drives through part of that area. But if they solve all the spot problems and everything, I guess it's good they did. And that's all settled up. And because I know it has been a couple of things trying to be adjusted there, so that, yeah, I didn't expect it for another week, really. I just thought it takes time to solve some of these problems. So, very good. I guess it's just you and I at the moment. The other fellows aren't in yet. And we're making good time here. Filled up for gas, $3.59 a gallon in Hicksville. I couldn't believe it. And that was credit. Gas for credit, $3.59 at Snelco and a BP Mobil. Down still, I guess. Back to you, Lou.
NY2H Mobile. Yeah. I did a silly thing yesterday. My girlfriend and I were going out east to Martha Clara's Vineyard, and I needed to fill up. So I pulled into a pet station. But, you know, I pumped my gas, and it was like 360-something, and I looked at the pump meter, and it said I had about 15 gallons, and it was well over 60. It was like $64. I said, what the heck's going on here? I looked down, and unbeknownst to me at the time, and I guess I should have been more careful, I was pumping premium when I normally use regular. And the reason for that was normally regular's on the left, then they have that middle grade, and then they have the premium, but this one had it just the opposite. So, being a creature of habit, I had just grabbed the leftmost nozzle. So I wasted some money, because it's not really going to help, and hopefully it won't hurt. I don't think it'll hurt. But my girlfriend has an older car, and she said in her manual it said that it would. But I don't know. I think the computer will probably adjust for it, and then adjust back. Seems to be riding fine. So I think I just wasted money. Back to you, Peter.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've run this car for 215,000 miles. Toyota Corolla on regular and leaded the whole time. And it rides beautifully. I really don't see what premium gives you. You know, they claim it gives you better gas mileage, but I really don't think it does. And I really don't see what the higher grades do for you at all. And I'm curious. I'm kind of surprised that a premium grade would actually hurt a car, even an older car. If anything, I would do, the opposite and enhance it. So, No, yeah, you have to watch the handles. I usually use the same station in Oyster Bay, and there's only one Gulf station in Bayville, which I use once in a while. They tend to be higher in price. And then there's a Shell station out in Yapak that I usually use. That's usually pretty good with the price. But this really got me in Hicksville. I was, you know, only $3.59. I was like, wow, grabbing this and filling up. And we'll see if they go lower or they stay at that price at least. What happens. And so very good. Lou and you wasted a little bit of money there. Back to you.
H-U-A-D-V, good morning, what a comment. Damage, whether it was emission or engine or sludge. argue with her because we can argue over the silliest things. So I just said, okay, maybe that was the case then. I don't know. So you might want to comment on that. But let me turn it back to Peter first. He can say good morning to you. Say good morning to JD, Peter.
Okay, JD, good morning. W2FCT Mobile. And, yeah, that's what I thought, JD, also, that it was just basically a waste of some money with no exchange of, you know, improved mileage performance or anything like that. And I just don't see what it does for you at all, you know, just this, just spending more money than you have to. So, yeah, but I thought I'd tell you about those stations, Lou and Hicksville, if you're in the area, but there might be others. I was seeing 364 for cash, regular unleaded, but it was cash only. And, with debit cards, if you put it in as a debit, most places will charge you the cash value, but some, there's a couple of stations that if you put it in debit, they charge you the credit price, so you got to be careful that way also. Back over to you. JD.
Yeah, around here, they do the same thing. If you use a debit card, you pay the cash price. Lou, I would bet you dollars to donuts what your girlfriend read is correct, but you're leaving out the part that it was leaded gasoline and not unleaded. Leaded gasoline will damage the emission systems immediately.
Alrighty, I had to look to that on the west, because if you pick up too early, the east will just ignore you until the next guy picks up. It's happening all night on the TechNet last night. So that's why it's my number one priority to push for the improvement in the linking here. Alright, oh, I can see that. With the, and maybe back then they still had it. I don't think they have leaded at all anymore, right, in any of the grades. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong. And JD, I wonder if you are getting ready for work, if you were doing some HF, early morning HF stuff. Or what the deal is. I've been coming in a little bit earlier now, and I like it. So, and if that's the case, I guess you can't hang there, unless you're in the mobile. But let me pass it around to Peter again, and then you can comment on that. This is NY2H Mobile. Peter?
Okay, very good there. By the way, Lou, you didn't comment on that. They solved all the problems. Did everything go well? Curious about that. And yeah, everything's unleaded as far as I know. I haven't seen any leaded gasoline anywhere that I know of, so I have an old Ford Corolla, so I've just done very well with basically 36, 37 on the highway and 30 around town on average for 29. So it's really, you know, about outside of a new hydro, it's the best gas mileage in a smaller car that you can get. So, very good. And the traffic's moving fine in both directions here in the LIM and the Towson area. Moving along very well. So over to you, JD. How was your weekend?
Well, Pete, I got over my second cold this weekend. I actually had to take a day off of work last week. I was sick, I got better, and then I got sick again, but I'm feeling much better today. Of course, now that I'm all ready for work, I'm much better. Lou, I am mobile now on my way to work, and I did some HF over the weekend, and I made a lot of contacts. I got to tell you, having the upgrade really opened it up for me. I was able to make a lot of different contacts that I couldn't make before, so had a lot of fun this weekend. I'm waiting for my logbook of the world to download. I've got 69 in there now for the XCC, and I uploaded a file, so it'll probably take about 4 or 5 days, and I may be getting closer.
Satellite 2H Mobile. Peter, yeah, the system... seems to be working fine. I'm on it now, analog PL. And basically was waiting for the site to reconfigure some of their stuff, and that's what they did. So then Eric put up the analog again. Now, he's still not totally happy with it. There's a little bit of rumble, I think he said, but I don't hear it, or hear it very rarely or low, so it's not a factor. KJD, the additional band privileges are helping you a lot. Understand Logbook of the World, I haven't used it in about a month or two. I understand they were down for a while. They replaced their storage with solid-state storage, and that their load times are becoming less and less and less. I remember, you know, be up to a week sometimes for me, but I think their goal is to have it pretty instantaneous, so I guess they're scaling up all their hardware, and hopefully that's going to work for them. JD? Sorry, Peter gets it.
DC2KKX.
All right, Pete, recognize. Good morning, and fine blue on everything. Well, I'm not on it yet, so I don't hear any rumble or anything, but I'll see when I get on there before too long how it is. And JD, sorry about your cold, and but it sounds like it wasn't the flu, because you know, the flu is so bad now. It's in I think every state now, and very high numbers. So I'm lucky so far. I didn't get a flu shot though, so I don't know. I have it for the past 2 or 3 years, and I've been fine. So I don't know. And hopefully you'll be okay this week. Pete, hope you had a good weekend and everything. And I was busy helping my late cousin's spouse do the final packing. We're going to be moving him out of the house in Glenhead to Asbury Park. So Friday's a big day. We're going to stay at the Marriott in Uniondale, which is on the way. And then we'll go over to Jersey and spend 2 nights over there. Or I will anyhow, and he's going to stay there. So, Pete, over to you, W2SC T-Mobile in the group. And it goes over to JDA after that.
Well, very good. Good morning, my foggy friends. Anyway, we're just about to be on the FDR. And I've got a little HF in on the weekend on Saturday, late morning. It was pretty good. Didn't really get a chance to do too much yesterday, but had one new contact in Malta, which is a new one for me. Anyway, let me pass it to JD. And oh yeah, I recently got the 100th BXCC contact on LOTW. JD?
Good morning, Peter. Very good. 100 DXCC. That must have felt nice. I have 120 countries, but you know, you got a lot of these guys, they don't upload the files, or some of them aren't on Log of the World. EQSL, the same thing. I need about 28 more or 29 more to get 100 there. And I make the contacts, but not everybody uploads the EQSLs. But it's nice when they do come. Sometimes they come in batches, which is cool, and you see the number go down. So I got a crazy question for you talking about the flu shot. When you get a flu shot and it's an immunization against the flu, is it like the measles? Are you immune to all of those strains of flu forever, or does it wear off? And I think it's over to Lou now.
This is NY2H Mobile, alrighty. And good morning, Peter. I just let the system reset a little bit there. Alright. And congratulations on the DXCC. In my previous life as an amateur radio operator, I had a lot of QSL cards and don't have them anymore. relocated. But right now I'm lost in the world. I'm one state away from Myrtle State. I need Delaware, believe it or not. And I don't really chase the paper that much, but I'd like to get Delaware and get it, you know, so close. And I guess my response to the PCAT may be 30%. Not really much more than that of the people that actually are on Love Book of the World. Oftentimes if I hear a QSO or something, I look at the guy's QRZ page to see if he uses Love Book of the World before I contact him. If, you know, if it's one that I need. So. Peter SET, over to you, NY2H Mobile.
Okay, very good there, Lou. W2SET Mobile. And, very good and everything. And, it is a foggy morning out here. It was very foggy last night, and it's been a misty kind of a weekend for these warm temperatures, but no sun since Friday. So, I hope it's going to clear out. I was going to get colder in a couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, I guess. We'll be getting back into where we should be. But nothing too bad either. And yeah, I would think that, you know, that particular strain you're immune for forever on the medication there. So, but then another strain comes along that's slightly different, so. Is it transforming, I guess, these viruses. So, Pete, over to you. Sounds like you're making good time. Sounds like you had a good weekend, too, at the DFCC. Very good. Your bands are in good shape. Pete, over to you.
Very good. Yeah, I would say 25, maybe 30%. Of my contacts later show up confirmed on Live Book of the World, and some that don't say they do it, so I don't assume it. I usually load them all up, and let me see about the vaccine. So every year they try to formulate and anticipate what viruses will be producing the flu. They usually multiple strains. Not everyone is successfully immunized who gets the vaccine, and they don't always last forever, but usually for many years. But as was mentioned, new strains appear. So I hope that answers the question. JD?
Roger that. Pete, that was a good answer. That gave me what I needed to know. Yeah, I probably get about 20-25% returns on both either Log of the World or EQSL. I wish more people would do it, but I guess it's a hassle for some folks. But I recently upgraded to Extra, Pete, and I gotta tell you, man, I'm loving it. So many more DX contacts. It's a lot of fun on 80 at night. I like that band at night. Wait, there's a lot of people, interesting QSOs. NDX contacts, so it's a little bit of a mix of both, and I wasn't used to that, you know, couldn't go there too much, and I had an interesting QSO late last night. I was having trouble sleeping a little with some guys talking about antennas. I got one guy telling me that I should be building a cubicle quad low instead of a hex beam, and he gave me this site, this guy Qtenna, and he makes a spreader arm for it. It is an interesting antenna. But I'm still looking for the hex beam.
Alrighty, this is NY2H Mobile. How is a cubicle quad polarized? I guess it depends on what you feed it. What side or corner you feed it on will determine the polarization. I guess you're looking for horizontals. On the HF bands, anyway. Yeah, I gotta catch you on 80 one of these nights. By the way, I'm on the Western machine now. Deer Park Avenue, westbound, a little bit of a slowdown. We had one over at the SAG, too, but we're moving from the other side, though, Peter, looks clear. So you should have no problem. And I'll be curious to hear you when you switch over and see what you sound like from this end. On that end. So back over to you.
Okay, very good there. A little with, I'll be switching over the next route, so let's see what it sounds like. And final, they're getting the extra, by the way. Andrew, how far did you get as far as TX-180? I wonder how were you getting over to Europe or down to the Caribbean? I wonder what it was like. And but it is, I've always liked 1875, always a very interesting band for me. It's good in the mornings for local. And, but it really, really gets to be a very interesting band at night. And, yeah, with the flu shots and everything, I don't know, I know, I think it's really meant more for the elderly and for the young. If you're in the middle, you kind of, I don't know if you really need it that much. Maybe I'll go back to it next year, see what happens. So, get over to you there, so we can make a good time.
Yeah, 75, 80 meters is particularly good. This time of the year, I've made a number of European contacts, and a lot more CW as well. I'm under the E-Way. I hope I'm getting out. I'll make this my last. And none of us are too old to get or too young to get the flu shot. Would still recommend it. The strain this year is particularly virulent and can really knock you out. The hospitals are getting overwhelmed. Anyway, good day, gentlemen, and 73, KCQ, KKX, clear, over to JD.
73, Peter, enjoy the day. Matter of fact, this is my last one, too. I'm going to say 73, I'm right by work. But, yeah, Lou, I'll catch you on 80. I think we'll do just fine. I was talking to a guy in Long Island last night, and it was, like, no issue. So I think you wouldn't have a problem. 80 seems to work like that pretty decent close. Where I find some of the other bands don't. But then again, that's just from my experience, my short-term experience. In the interim, guys, I'm right by work, so I got to get in. They're looking at me in the car, talking at the steering wheel. So I will catch you guys later. Enjoy the day, and catch you on the evening run home. Have a great one. 73 K2ABV will be clear.
All right, JD, 73, and Peter, 73 to you. And the other Peter, I guess it's you and me right now. All right, it's raining like crazy. I'm coming up to 110 exit. And ran into the precipitation, which I hadn't had up until this point, so... flash of light, you know, and you think, oh, lightning, you know, you see the foggy, in the distance, the fog, it all brightens up, and I'm saying, well, maybe lightning, but then I'm thinking, no, it's those darn cameras, those red light cameras, they're all over the place, so, with the fog, when one flashes, if it's within a quarter of a mile or something, you're going to see, because they're so bright, those lights, so... I guess that's what that was. And, I was spoken to Rich before, and you were, you know, for a brief section. Let me let it drop. And he had a leave. I was going to ask him some questions. You know, he's doing some contracting. A bunch of them are out there in Rockaway. And I'm wondering if it's all for the municipalities or if it's actually for individuals. You know, are they getting funded by FEMA or something to help individuals out? So my girlfriend's brother has a house in Rockaway, and they had to replace his water main valve in his house. So he said they dug up the lawn, they found the pipe going in, and they put some kind of device to compress the pipe to stop the flow so they could replace his water valve, the main valve. And then somehow they loosen it up and the water pressure makes the pipe okay again. He doesn't believe it. He says he thinks the pipe was leaking a little bit when they finished. And I'm wondering if it's, you know, a hard metal pipe. I've never heard of such a thing, but I was curious about that. I was, maybe Rich would have known, but anyway. Well, I'm on the expressway now, and Pete, hopefully you've switched over. So this is NY2H Mobile. Back to you.
Yes, NY2H, W2SCT Mobile. It's 73 again to Pete and Sadie, and have a good day. Still listening.